Welcome into the Pursuit of Manliness podcast, where we are vigorously equipping men to pursue biblical manliness. My name is Jarrett Samuels. I'm the host of the podcast. As always, thank you for taking time and checking out today's show. If this is your first time stopping by the Pursuit of Manliness, I want to say welcome. I'm glad you're here. If you would, go to thepursuitofmanliness.com. There you can find all the social media links. You can find out about Tribe, Point Man, what's available in the gear section, all that stuff. So what I want to do, I want to get right into this conversation today because, as you know, the Pursuit of Manliness podcast is recorded out of my garage here in Indiana, beautiful Indiana today. And I have a guest from probably even more beautiful Southern California with me, Jace Knight. Jace, welcome to the garage.
Oh, thanks for having me here. It's great.
So Jace is on a thing that he is calling the Tribe Tour. Could you explain to us what the Tribe Tour is?
Yeah, so I've been in Tribe for, this will be my third session, so about a year and a half. And I've gotten to know a lot of the guys really well through Tribe. And I was kind of, with all the pandemic and everything, looking for an adventure. And so spring break was coming up, and it's like, you know, I'm going to try and meet as many Tribe guys as I can, and most of them are in the center of the United States. And so I kind of plotted out a circle, and so far I've met about 15 of the guys, got about five or six more to go.
Now, we joked the other night that if you were telling a friend of yours, let's say back from high school or someone that lives some, you know, wherever, hey, what are you doing on spring break? Well, I'm going to get in a car. And I'm going to go meet a bunch of guys I met on the internet, and I might even stay at their house, you know, if that works out. That sounds completely ridiculous, but what has been your experience so far as you've encountered these guys that you've known through this discipleship community as you've encountered them for the first time?
Well, with all the challenges that we do, as far as the video challenges where guys are laying out an answer to a question and kind of revealing themselves and their heart and their love for Jesus, which is the big thing of that, and the Zoom calls and that, I've gotten to know them really well. In fact, I know some of these guys better than I know people that I live by. Mm-hmm. And that, and so it's not been awkward at all. It's just like, I've known these people for a long time and it's just been a while since I visited them. So yeah, I kind of have to explain that to people when I'm saying what I'm doing. I think my wife would have been, she's kind of the opposite. She's like going, oh, these guys, yeah, you really know these guys, because she hears about them in conversations and stuff. So it's totally felt natural. There's not been any awkwardness or any of that.
Well, the reason why we're asking this, one, I think it's fascinating because I think the first question a guy's going to ask is, how did you get permission to do that? But your wife is, she had her own trip, right?
Yeah, she went to visit her sister. So it's just like, well, I need to go do something.
Well, and then the other thing is that, you know, you meet these guys online and there's that safe distance. And as you talk about challenges, every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern time, there's a challenge video that goes, and it's a varying topic. You know, some of them are light, some are a little bit heavy, but every guy has to decide, am I going to engage in it or not? And so there is no pretense anymore because we've started to kind of tear down that wall in a safe environment. But when you meet these guys, one of the things you told me is it's like you've known them forever. You know, it's not awkward at all. So your first stop was in Kansas City. Tell me, what was that like, the first time you get out and you're like, okay, here, we're doing this?
Yeah, so landed at the airport, got the rental car. One of the guys had already planned for a barbecue to meet with five of the other guys. Got us out of his first house, drive up to the house. And I mean, because I've seen him online and stuff like that, so I knew who he was. And there was a couple guys there. And it's just like, you shake hands and hug. It was like we've known each other for a long time. It's kind of hard to describe. It's just like, I've known him and I don't know. That's like I said, it's really hard to describe. And it's through our faith and through our commonality in Jesus that kind of breaks down all of those barriers.
Yeah. You know, something we said the other night was, it feels like it's the way it's supposed to be. Like it's supposed to be amongst brothers in Christ. And mm-hmm. I think there's a longing in every guy to feel a part of a community. And oftentimes, whether it's insecurities, whether it's just, you know, this weird guilt of like, man, you know, one more thing or whatever, we in a sense develop a lone wolf mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm good on my own. I can do this on my own. I don't need anybody on my own. And That'll get you about 60 feet down the road. That's about it. So the fact that you have these guys, there's been some things that we've all walked through together, mm-hmm. Some more serious than others, but you get together and you're just talking life. You know, I know when I met with you guys in Lexington the other night, there was not a quiet moment at the table ever. We were constantly talking about something. So,
and we were talking for like 5 hours. I mean, there was not a problem with conversation. Same thing with Kansas City. It's just like we sat in this restaurant for 4 hours. Thank goodness for, in this case, the pandemic, because not very many people going out, and there wasn't a problem with sitting it. But 4 hours, natural conversation, just like it was.
Yeah, so we're 3 hours, I think, inside and 2 hours outside. And I don't know about you, but I had never met you before, and then two other guys I'd never met before. One guy I had, but it was very natural, very normal. Friendship, just normal, mm-hmm. like the way it's supposed to be.
The thing that really kind of hit me when I was in Kansas City, one of the guys had a men's group event locally that he kind of arranges. And there was probably a good dozen guys there. And I'm sitting there and we're singing and praising God. And it's like, I didn't feel out of place. I didn't feel like a foreigner coming in. It felt natural. So some things ran through my head as it's like, we kind of superficially talk about the family of God and brothers and sisters in Christ and stuff like that. And until I took this trip, there really wasn't any rubber meeting the road as far as that went. And now I'm doing this and it's just like, oh my gosh, this is serious. The family of God is serious. Mm-hmm. The connections that we have through that has just been phenomenal.
I was thinking about this today. You went down and did something here in Indy, and I had to run a couple things. And as I was coming back, you know, we got about 80 guys right now in Tribe, and they're all over the country, outside the country. It's almost like we got these secret agents all over the country, you know, doing these different things. And when you get to meet face to face, you know, we got a friend that's a pilot. We have a couple of them actually that, mm-hmm. that can get up in the air, and guys that travel and some different things that when you do meet up, they really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, oh great, he's going to come to my house. What are we going to do? You know, both people or the group really does value the face-to-face community, which is, well, I would say would be the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. One of the guys that I'd met before, because he's one of the pilots and mm-hmm. he flew in and said, hey, I'm in the area. And so I went down to pick him up and brought him to the house and went to church and did that stuff. And even that, it did not seem abnormal at all. It just seemed total usual. Hey, this is just a friend of mine and totally natural.
Well, with that guy and you and I, you had stayed at my house the night before and we had mm-hmm. some people here. We sat for at least 2 more hours at Portillo's yesterday. So
yeah.
Don't tell me guys can't talk about stuff because we.
Oh yeah, there's not been any issue with conversations in that. So it's
sometimes it's family, sometimes it's tribe, sometimes it's stuff going on in the world or whatever. But it's all anchored in the fact that you know you're on the same team, and mm-hmm. and that has nothing to do with tribe. We're on the same team, which is Team Jesus. But the tribe has allowed us to have these relationships that I would say only God can orchestrate. That only God can allow two guys to be sitting in this spot right here to have this conversation to guys in their earbuds that we don't know who they are or where mm-hmm. they're at all across the globe.
Yeah. Who would have thought that a guy in California of all places is going to have much in common with a guy that lives in Indiana?
Not I, you know, cause
and that's it. That's the thing. It's just like, I think your tribe has hit all corners of the United States. There are some states that are still kind of not in there, but you've hit both coasts and all the corners.
We're talking last night, we just get a guy in Alaska, Hawaii, there's a few others, but that's the beautiful thing, because there isn't like a leadership structure in tribe. It's we're all in this cyclical group together. Everybody does the challenge videos. Everyone's invited to the Zoom calls. Everyone is, you know, naturally going to click with other people, you know, or, you know, I had that same thing you have or whatever. And your conversation, you don't have to get into the details, but your conversations with the men in tribe have gone beyond the tribe content. They've gone into personal stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we've shared some struggles that we've had, especially if there's some things that we've done together. There was one of the guys, his daughter had a car accident, mm-hmm. and They were talking about that a little bit, about how through Tribe we had connected because I had experienced something similar earlier, so I could say, hey, this was my experience, this was what I did. That person also was very encouraging for me. My first session in Tribe, I kind of fell off just a little bit because it was new and having to dig into that, and he was very encouraging in that. There again, that superficial layer, those masks that we wear are gone. And so we're being real with each other about these things.
Well, and I think I know who you're talking about, but the guy that I'm thinking of is a guy in Cesar, Illinois, who I'll never forget. And I've shared this in a couple different instances, but because it just hit me in a way that I hadn't experienced maybe recently. So one of my daughters was going through some stuff, and he was talking about going into his daughter's room and kneeling next to her bed and praying for my daughter. And I thought, I haven't even done that. And so the fact that you have these people who become brothers in Christ from a distance, that you do want to meet up with them. I'm thinking yesterday on the way to church, I had West Virginia, I think Virginia, Kansas, and forgive me, somewhere else, all text me, you know, hey, I'm praying for this. And oh, South Carolina. And I was able to text back. And I think people across the country are being blessed because of these prayers. These guys are praying, and they've never even met them before.
Oh, absolutely. That's the phenomenal part too, is it's like, if I throw a prayer request out there, I've got guys all across the United States praying. So it's not just a little local group that's praying, which that's important too. Mm-hmm. But it's like, man, there's the power of these guys all across the United States. And it's just awesome to think about.
Well, one of the things I said a little bit ago about your wife, you know, essentially giving a blessing, like, yeah, I think it's a great idea, is we talk about, we all have people in our life who depend on us to get this right. Naturally, she's seeing something positive come from this that said, you know what? I think that's a good thing, or I think that's something that would be good for you. Have you guys, you and your wife, had a conversation about that? Like the value of you going on the road and meeting these guys?
Oh, absolutely. She sees the value of Tribe and the effects it's had on my walk, on my faith, and knowing that I had a support system and an accountability system to do those things. And so she didn't even hesitate. You know, I told her, it's like, yeah, I'm going to stay at this person's house and that. And she's like, wow, that's fantastic, you know. And so she sees that much of something that she's like, yeah, go, please, because she knows it's going to be a valuable thing.
There's something to be said for a wife knowing that the guy friends of her husband, or even virtual friends for that matter, are really positive influences. The fact that she would give a blessing to say, you know, stay at their house, or just, you know, let me know how it's going, whatever. You know, we'll say, you know, Tribe is not a church. We're not a denomination. We're not anything except just guys made up of dudes from all different walks of life coming together in this one little community. Different denominations, different Bible translations, different life experiences. We're just trying to pursue Jesus. We're trying to build a community of men who will push us and encourage us. And you're getting to meet some of these guys face to face. Now, this is just how I think, but what's some of the best experiences you've had so far outside of meeting us? Naturally, I mean, that's got to be at the top. But what are some good experiences you've had on this trip?
Just you mean the trip? Trip wise,
yeah. Did you get to eat something good? Did you get to see something you didn't? Can't believe you got to see.
I got Kansas City barbecue.
Oh, okay.
That was, you know, barbecue out in California. And we got barbecue, but not like Kansas City barbecue. So it's just like, wow, that's good. So I'm looking forward. I go back into Kansas City to fly out. So it's like, I got to do some more of that barbecue.
Yes.
I've spent probably 70% of my driving off the interstate. So I've been going through little towns. They get to see different things. I got to go to California, Missouri. Who'd have thought? Went to Metropolis, where Superman was from, and took my picture with that. I just went to the Indy Motor Speedway, which was kind of one of my bucket list things I've always wanted to do. But a lot of it's just the driving through different country that I've not seen before, limestone cliffs and that, and just by myself, listening to praise music and some podcasts and stuff like that. Just being out there. It's just kind of so relaxing and So I can't say that there's just one thing. It's kind of weird to say. It's like, yeah, just driving through the countryside's been awesome.
Well, it's really cool because if you're in Tribe right now, you know this. Jace has been updating, you know, some of his travels and stuff, and wisely being careful where we share that content. And so I think that's it's really neat to see that. It's neat to see, you know, you smiling and happy. Not that you weren't before, but you smiling and happy and taking in these experiences. And, you know, I think there's a lot of guys that go, man, I'm jealous. That sounds awesome. You know, I know the first stop you made in Kansas City, I was texting one of the guys out there, and he was like, me and the other guy, we want to get in the car with him and go with him. Because I think that's the thing. When you really do develop a bond, a camaraderie with guys, as you talk about when you work through some things, maybe it's personal struggles or maybe marital issues, or, you know what, I've been there before, here's some things we did. There is a bond that's forged through going through elements of adversity that you just don't get when you're by yourself. But you getting to be by yourself in a car has allowed you probably to connect with God in a fresh way. So really it's a both and, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it gives me time to kind of contemplate, okay, what we have talked about. Because some of the stuff that we've been talking about has been pretty deep stuff that's like, wow, this is not, you know, wasn't some of the stuff that I expected, but it's better than, you know, sometimes sitting in Sunday school and just chatting, again, superficially, because we do that a lot, and getting into stuff seriously. So that's, and then just clearing the mind. And I've been watching what music I've been listening to and stuff like that, because it's like, well, this whole thing's kind of been an airing out of who I am in my brain too, to step away from the normal stuff. So and then to be meeting guys who I know are praying, who I know have the same walk, and that it's just been amazing.
I want to go back to the reason why I said, you know, we're not a denomination, we have all, is because Tribe does not replace your church. Mm-mm. Tribe should never replace your church community. It should supplement it. And I would hope that if you are in Tribe, or you will get in Tribe at some point, that as you walk into your church community, you're a better equipped man of God, whether it's to lead a small group, disciple someone, serve in a team, whatever, that your pastor's like, man, I'm thankful you're here. But yet we get to be the church. And I'm thinking of, you know, the other night we're sitting around a fire. We had ate some barbecue too. I'm sure it's not as good as Kansas City barbecue, but you got some barbecue, and we're sitting around a fire and we're all having conversation. There was my wife and a few other guys in Tribe, and another wife was out there, and we just stopped and prayed for an issue. You know, we just all stopped and prayed for that. And I think that's pretty neat, because I think that's an image of being the church. The issue we're praying for, those involved had no clue we were even praying for it.
Yeah. I think that was a good example of the church in Paul's time and what Paul was doing. I'm not even equating anything about Paul, but the believers would travel so often, but there were churches, and there were the local churches and stuff, and then people would travel between churches, and it wasn't just Paul. I mean, there was a number of other people that did that, and that gives you more of an idea of, okay, this is the church, you know, with a capital C, and then I'm in my local church, little c. And that's important, to make those connections and get the teaching from that, and be involved with people locally, because that's, you know, the day-to-day support too. But yeah, it's just like, this creates that bigger picture of, man, God's church is really worldwide, and it's there again, the brother and sister in Christ thing. It doesn't matter where you're from. I mean, culturally, things are different from the West Coast than they are here. There's some things I've noticed, but it's just like, you know, those things are minor little things because of our walk and our faith.
Well, that's the beauty of it. We get on these, you know, like Zoom calls. Typically on Zoom, we're chewing up a piece of scripture and allowing guys to weigh in on it and things. And we're not great theologians. We just love Jesus. That's where we're at. And so, no Alistair Begg's on the Zoom, unless he wants to join. He's more than welcome, if I'll get him the password. But, you know, you have multiple time zones represented. You have multiple, again, walks of life, varying degrees of our journey. Some are brand new to Christ. I think some are still figuring it out. And some have been Christians probably 10, 20, 30, 40 years, whatever. But collectively, all of us together, that is an image of the body of Christ. And I know like one of the connections we have, not only with each other, but these other guys, is we open up the opportunity for other guys to weigh in if they want on, you know, Nehemiah 3 or whatever we're talking about through challenge videos. And you get to know these guys who otherwise your path would have never crossed. Mm-hmm. You're sitting in Lexington, Kentucky the other night with people that you probably don't know where any of those places are on the map. And yet God orchestrates every finite detail of our life and brings us to that place. And you walk out a better equipped man for it.
Oh, yeah. The amount of growth that I've felt as far as doing this has been something else, too. It wasn't something I've ever envisioned. Well, a year ago, I wouldn't have envisioned that I'm traipsing around, driving, and it's going to be about 2,500 miles by the time I'm done, to go out and just meet these guys. And it's been a great trip.
And there's really, you know, a few elements to why we're even having this conversation. One is, you've never been to my house, so I thought this is a great time to get a guest on the podcast. But to talk about the tribe tour, yes, but that's a, really a one-man deal here. Mm-hmm. But is to kind of pull the curtain back on the community that can happen when we lean into it. As you said, it's been a year and a half for you to be in tribe. I'm sure the relationships, some of them have become stronger over time, or you have a different bond, or you're texting now or calling now, whatever, that takes time. So what would you say to that guy? We're not really even opening tribe up yet for registration, but the guy that's considering it, or man, maybe he's listening and says, I don't have that. I don't have those friends. I don't have those relationships. I would be better if I did, but I don't even know where to go.
Oh, this is fantastic, because I was one of those guys that was trying to do it on my own. And yeah, you don't get very far doing it on your own. And sometimes establishing those relationships locally can be difficult because you may not have the opportunity. And then there's also the ideas that's like, well, you know, if that person knows some of my luggage and stuff like that, they're kind of, every time I see them now, they're going to kind of look down or something. This is a total safe space to do that. The biggest thing is it might get a little bumpy and it gets a little scary, just, you know, because those guys, you know, just saying who I am and how I feel about stuff and what I'm struggling with, that can be scary because we're not used to doing that. But man, leaning into that, I made the mistake of kind of falling back a little bit at the beginning, and I got pushed by a couple of the guys, and that's fantastic. And wow, those relationships build. I've got prayer warriors that I know in an instant if I needed prayer that it would do that. I've got guys that I could reach out to on text if something was going on more specific to something that they've dealt with, and I can turn to them for advice and that. Like you said, we run the gamut of different situations and we even run the gamut of different ages to where there's guys that are single and just kind of getting started with things. And then there's older guys like me that got adult kids and that. So yeah, if you are considering getting into a group, here's the biggest thing. You've got to stick with it even when it starts getting a little murky and it maybe feels like you're trudging through mud halfway up your thighs. You just got to push through it and you reach out to those guys. They'll pull on you and they'll pull you out of that muck and get you going. And then on the other side of it, you'll be able to do that for others as well. And that's really both that side.
It's, we say it all the time, if you engage, you grow. If you show up and you make your challenge, which your challenge videos are real simple. I know it sounds weird. We'll explain more of that as we get into the month of April and May, but basically talking into your cell phone. If you make a challenge video, it's pretty easy. Zoom calls, we offer two nights. Both conversations are a little bit different. Some guys get on both calls. Some guys never get on a call at all. But the more you engage, you don't live in that group by any means, but the more you engage, the more you grow, the more community you're going to have, and you're going to naturally gravitate towards certain guys. There's no secret sauce to tribe. It's God orchestrating the details, but if you will be willing, he'll take care of all the details. If you just say, hey, you know what, I'm going to show up, as you talk about those guys reaching out to you, I don't know who they were, but I'm going to venture to say they weren't being, I know who they were, I don't know what they said. I would venture to say they weren't being jerks. I would venture to say they were like, hey, how can we help you? How do we get you back in the game? How do we, I know that's intimidating for some guys, but do you want to be the guy that no one can ever reach out to and kind of spur you on and go, nope, nope. Every time someone pokes me, I'm out. I take off. Or the guy that says, you know what, that's the guy that got me back up off my feet, and I got back in the ring, I started fighting again, and I'm better for it. And you have brothers in Christ who, you know, and we've prayed for some serious stuff in that group. You know, our first challenge video, I think this session maybe, or one of the sessions, was what sin is crouching at your door. We talk about getting the dirty laundry out right away. And there are guys who are wrestling with, do I really be honest or not? And I would say a large number of them were really, really honest. And some of them had said, I've never shared this with anyone else. Guess who we shared it with? Nobody. Because what happens in there stays in there. Yeah. That's the idea. And when that group is over, the next session, we delete everything. We start from scratch.
Well, and the thing too, it can be a little bit intimidating as a group sometimes grows a little bit larger. It can be a little intimidating, but on the other side of it, that means there are guys that are in there that most likely have experienced similar situations and have walked through that, and now they can walk with you through that. And then you've walked through some of the stuff that somebody might have been nervous about, and if you through like that challenge video of what's sin's crouching at your door, and he said, you know, I've been struggling with this, and one of the other guys that may have been in there a while is going, you know what, I didn't think anybody else was dealing with that as well. And so that creates a bond right there too. It's like, well, how'd you get through it? How'd you walk through it? And so it really is fantastic.
We got books and resources. We could almost fix somebody if we could all get together on the same page. I think we could almost, I'm just kidding. You know, you're made up of, you know, messy people, messy situations, guys who are fighting for their marriages, guys who've been married a long time, you know, grown kids, new kids, no kids, you know, marriages, divorces, all different varying degrees of, you know, we got people in vocational ministry, people in volunteer ministry, people not, they don't want nothing to do with ministry, God bless them, people doing all kinds of jobs. You know, it's just, again, only the Almighty can orchestrate the details of bringing people together like that, that otherwise... their path would have never crossed. You know, I was saying the guy, one of the guys in tribe was in my hometown growing up, and I'd say we marginally knew each other. We weren't, and here we're in a discipleship group together, studying scripture together, and we grew up in a little bitty town together. Again, the Almighty does that, and He knows the people we need in our life. If we'll show up, He takes care of the results.
I know if it hadn't have been for tribe, I wouldn't have met any of these guys.
Oh no.
None. And the enrichment that these guys have had in my life, you know, and then some more than others because of similarities that we've had in life and that, you know, that's been huge. Watching their challenge videos and going, oh yeah. And the nice thing is we can comment back and forth on that. And sometimes that starts a conversation about something, or it gets brought up on the Zoom call and other people weigh in and we chew on it. And then other people are just, sometimes they're just quiet and listening, but they're taking in this stuff because it's like, oh, this is fantastic. So that's been a big deal.
You know, you need the quiet listeners because otherwise we're all just talking. It's just a mess. But you know, here's what I'm thinking too. I know there's guys saying, okay, this is turned into one big tribe commercial. And that really wasn't our intent.
No,
my thing would be this. If tribe isn't for you, that's fine. I would just encourage you, get in community somewhere, somehow. Get in a small group and don't miss. Lead a small group. I think one of the best things you can do is lead a group, because then you're directly responsible for the human beings that are going to come to your house, garage, wherever. Get in your church, get involved. Just get in community. And I think that's been the big takeaway, because you're meeting guys who have churches. You're meeting guys who, you know, have lives going on, but this has been something in addition to that. And so at the end of the day, we're built for a community. Mm-hmm. We need to have these guys, and you're getting to do something that's exceptional that nobody else, at least in the history of tribe, has been able to do to this extent.
Well, and that's the big thing too, is it's like, I was trying to do life on my own. I kept things pretty well close to the vest and walled up, as it were. And getting into tribe has helped break that idea. And I think it's going to make it easier to maybe work in my local church and within that community to say, hey, you know, this is something that's really cool. And I talk to guys and say, hey, don't quit trying to do this by yourself.
Yeah.
Because there are, you see those guys in church. Everybody knows who they are, and they're struggling and they're trying to do it. And it's like, I'm not going to let them sit there and just, you know, they're going to get me and saying, hey, you know, how can I pray for you? what can I do? Hey, let's go out and have a cup of coffee and start establishing those personal relationships with somebody close too. So, I think that has really fostered that in me through this, through Tribe and this trip as well.
You know, the crazy thing is the guys that are trying to do it on their own, it's so obvious. Like even in Tribe, the guy, you see it and you're like, I know what you're doing. This ain't going to go well, you know? And so I think it's very, very obvious. And, it's unfortunate. You just provide the opportunities and pray, you know what, there'd be a stirring in there. God, cultivate the soil of their heart, that these seeds that are being planted would take root, that they would produce a crop. You know, and I think Tribe allows us to produce a crop see that crop produced because we're in Scripture every day. We're reading stuff together. We're pushing each other to become the men God has wired us and created us to be. If you sign up for Tribe, Jace will not show up at your door unannounced, so he'll let you know.
No, it was planned out.
This was very, very, very detailed planned out, and I'm glad he made it here. So where are you off to next?
I'm going to head up to Iowa, up to...
God's country.
Yeah, there you go. Cedar Rapids, and between there and Des Moines, seeing I think about four or five other guys with that. So, and then there'll be that my last leg back down to... Kansas City.
I don't know if you've ever experienced this or not, but when you cross that Illinois state line into Iowa, the sky's going to open up a little bit more and the sun's going to get a little bit brighter and the air's a little fresher.
Going to have those beams of sunshine going through the clouds and lighting up the
you
landscape.
You can't explain it until you experienced it. And I'm telling you, you should roll the window down, pull over and just take a good breath of that good God's country air.
Yeah, I'll stop at the Iowa state line, take my picture there, and notice the difference between one side of the sun and the other side.
Well, don't look back. It happened to Lot's wife when she looked back. So when you get out of Illinois, you don't look back. And people from Illinois can tell you that. They say amen. So you get out of there. So, amen. I appreciate you making time doing this. I appreciate that more than anything else. You're a brother in Christ, and you've been a good friend. And it's been awesome to have you here for a little bit, and I know you got a few more travels ahead. And jealous, we're all sinning, being jealous, watching you do these things. But I think it's a testament to who you are as an individual, but the community that can be built when we allow the Almighty to orchestrate those details.
Oh, absolutely. There again, it's the family of God, and we are all connected, whether we admit it or not, or we really realize it or not. And this for me has just kind of made that real.
Once again, men, thank you for listening to the Pursuit of Manliness podcast, specifically my conversation with Jace Knight. Jace is currently one of the men in this session of Tribe, and you were able to hear some of his experience as far as going to meet men that he is connected with in this community. If you want to know more information about Tribe, if you want to find out some stuff for yourself, go to thepursuitofmanliness.com/tribe. On that page, you will find out what is Tribe, this 6-month discipleship community. You find out what's involved. You can read what some of the men who have been in Tribe are saying about it. Maybe most importantly, you will be able to read what some of the wives have said about their husband being involved in Tribe. That's so important. So important to hear the benefits that these wives are seeing in their husband, in their marriage, within their home, because these men have intentionally placed themselves within a community where they are going to help build better men together. And you'll also be able to see a video where I'm talking about what Tribe is, the experience of what it is. That is also on the YouTube page. And then some frequently asked questions as well. So don't delay. The registration for Tribe is open right now. It is going to be open until Saturday, May 22nd. I know that seems like a long time, but there are always guys who will say, I didn't know, I missed it somehow, can I get in? No, once the deadline is closed, that's it. The next session of Tribe begins June 1st. On that day, we're in, we're live, we're loaded, and we're moving forward. And we run that session until November 30th. We run these 6 months at a time. So 2 times a year, we open up registration. We allow the men to sign up if they feel like this is something they need, that they can benefit from. In this current session right now, we have 81 men who are in this session, and guys across the country, outside of the United States, but coming together to be better equipped men of God. If this is something you need, I'm going to tell you right now, do not delay. You will not regret it. If you engage, you will grow. If you don't believe my words, that's fine. Listen to what Jace said. Read what the wives are saying. hear what some other men are saying as well. So men, thanks for listening, and let's keep pursuing biblical manliness.